What's good, Faith Walkers? Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. We are celebrating something. We are hitting this month our 1 year anniversary of our Courage Co. life groups. If you don't know what these are, come celebrate with us. So Courage Co. small groups are what they sound like. Like, they are literally designed to bring life to you and to be connection points for you to do life with other like-minded people on their spiritual journey, their walks with God. So we've got a different group every single day of the week so that you can get plugged in no matter where you are in the world or what your time zone is. So these are beautiful places. They're totally free. We offer them every single week. And we are celebrating 1 year. So what we thought would be fun, we connected earlier this year as we were adding some more groups to the docket, if you will, and had all the leaders on here to share their heart and to share the vision of how this all came together in the first place. This is God's idea. This was not our idea. And he brought us all together for such a time as this. And it's been such a joy and so, so fun to offer these in the Courage Co. community as a way to build community, nurture community, support community. And truly amazing to see how much growth has happened within these groups, how much breakthrough and transformation, how people have rallied around each other to walk through some hard things, whether it's been grief, job loss, transition, stepping into something new, connecting with God for the first time, the whole spectrum of, you know, these vague nuances of life, but you're not going through any of that alone. And it's so encouraging and supportive. So we invite you to be a part of these groups. Come celebrate with us. What does that look like? Join us inside Courage Co. Courage Co. is a private app off social media that is strictly designed to help you grow and develop personally and spiritually, to connect with God, to grow in your identity, in your purpose, in your authority, in your power, in your character, in all the things, so that you can go after the good plans and purposes that he's laid out for you in advance that you might walk in him. But you're doing it from a way that is supported, a way where you're practicing wisdom and you are being truly trained and mature in the things of God and what you have access to. So powerful in there. We have these small groups every day of the week. We've got prophetic prayer calls. We have a 30-day faith walking program, an entire year of training on demand, a VIP mastermind, a life coach certification program, prophetic monthly training. So much goodness in there. Just encourage you to go plug in. This is not a space for anything other than you investing in yourself and growing. So that's what this is. You can come join us. It's www.courageco.org. You can access that from your desktop. And you can also download the app and have it on your phone, whichever you prefer. I sometimes like driving with different content playing in the car. You've got that option with the app. So it's really accessible. And you can join us for free. So come join us, www.courageco.org. Step one, join us. Step two, look at the small groups. We've got many different options. We've got Dailies with Jesus. We've got Good for Your Soul Sisters, Biblical Breakthrough. We've got a Spanish group on Thursday evenings. And then we also have Friday Fire. So you can come get plugged into any of these groups. You can hear about them. Invite friends to them. Like, don't go alone. Be that person that is generous and that's a connector, and do it with somebody else. Add that accountability to your life. Just like you would get somebody to go to the gym with you or help you practice a new habit, build fellowship and community. Because the thing with community is you don't know that you need it until you do. And that's not when you can build community. You want to always be building community so that you have it, especially when you need them most. Really, really important. Yeah. So join us, plug into Courage Co, peruse the groups, find one that makes sense to you. So maybe do a tour, explore all of them, connect in all of them, and then find one where you can join consistently. That's when you're really going to grow. And then invite a friend, have somebody else come with you. But what we're going to do today is give you an opportunity to hear from all of the leaders and hear the heart behind their individual groups. So without further ado, let's dive in.
Hello, everybody. If you can, go ahead and just mute yourself so we don't get background noise, and then you can unmute when you want to talk. And when you want to share, what we're going to do today is we're going to kick off all of the small groups for 2024, which is super exciting. So we went through them all last year, but we have a couple of new additions this year. And this is an opportunity for folks to really understand the type of community that we have in Courage Co. I think some people get in there and they literally have no idea all that they have access to, and a majority of this is for free. And community is a big deal. It is something that God cares very much about. It is something that we don't just always naturally know how to create. It's something that we need, especially in hard seasons of our life, and we don't know when we're about to be in a hard season. I like to say you're either in one, walking out of one, or about to be in another one, right? So you need community all the time. You need people kind of like Moses parting the Red Sea, right? Like you need people that can keep your hands up when life is really, really hard and champion you and walk with you through challenges. And these groups are designed to be like that. They are designed to bring life to you, and they are designed to do life with you. So it's not like we're going to show up and be experts or masters, but we will do life with you. We will point you to God, and we will help you encounter him in every single thing that you're walking through, because you never have to do your life alone. Okay. So the idea is that these are safe and sacred spaces. But what we thought would be really powerful is for you to hear from all of the leaders, because maybe you participated in some of the groups last year. We did do a podcast episode about it as well. But I think it's so powerful to see how God has orchestrated this, how the visions uniquely came to be, how the leaders are divinely assigned to these groups for you in this season. None of this is random. So I think it's just a beautiful gift to be able to have this offered to you, where you can hear from them directly. You can learn what's happening in those groups and learn how you can be a part of it. So we're going to go around and have all the leaders share, and then we'll create space too in case you have questions to get all of those answered. And this will be recorded. So if you want to go back and re-listen, you can do that too. So any brave leaders, courageous leaders, want to start first? I knew it was going to be you. Of course, bring it in, Shelby. I knew it was going to be you.
I knew it was going to be either me or Nicole. It was a
I
coin
mean,
toss as to who was going to talk first. But since
I
Nicole,
love.
I'll go first.
I love. Take it away.
Out of the way. Get it out of the way. So my name is Shelby Gatlin, and I am the leader of Friday Fire. I see a few of my frequent flyers in here, so I'm excited. We are a group of women who really just want to reignite our fire and get closer to God every Friday. It is something that we are very passionate about. We waste no time in the process and we dive right in. But one of the main things that Friday Fire does for me personally, and I facilitate the thing, is it reminds me of how powerful God is, all of the things that he's done for us thus far. And then how we can continue to pass that fire on to other people in our lives. So that's a little snippet about Friday Fire. I have some exciting things coming for this year. We've kind of already planned the year in advance. So pretty excited to bring all of that to you, ladies. Those of you that are my warriors, you know, we bring it. We bring the Bible, we bring God's fire, and we do not let anything squash our fire. So that was a little snippet. If you have any questions, just message me, reach out, holler. I'm here. I would
I
say,
love. Tell them a little bit too how that vision for Friday Fire came to be.
I was working with Juliana one-on-one, and I was like, I feel led to start a small group at my church. Or I think I was like, I feel led to start a small group. Not sure if it's at my church or whatever. And then she was like, ironically, we need that. And it's just God's put it on my heart to ask you. So we got together and kind of came up with this idea of how we can get moms, wives, women, men, if men want to join, we're not opposed to that whatsoever. We just haven't had one yet. Coach Terry, I'm talking to you. But we just wanted a way for us to get together and reignite that fire. It's easy for us to get bogged down in the day-to-dayness of not only being a human and all of those things, but the day-to-dayness of being a Christian. It can almost get monotonous if you let it. And so that's one thing we do not do in our group is monotony. We don't allow it. We grow calm as you are, but don't stay that way. And it's a very tight group of women that are open to sharing and just love it. It started off in my head as a book club for all of Juliana's books. And then that went out the window. God had a better idea. And I just love what he has turned this group into.
Amen. Amen. I love. So this was a fun little inside story. So I was very prayerful and intentional about Courage Co., how that came to be and what the community would evolve into. And I was really asking God, how can we really create community and engagement and meet people where they are, whatever level that happens to be, right? How can we do that? And I'm only one person. Please send help. Like, right? Like, please send people with the same heart, the same vision, the same mission, and show me what this looks like. Like, show me what you want to do, and I'll partner with you to do that. And then what they didn't know was that, just like Shelby shared, she reached out to me while coaching. Nicole and Jamie reached out to me separately, and then Crystal Hemima did as well. And I was like, well, this is interesting. Are we doing small groups? That's pretty funny. God had me lead small groups for years at this point, and I called them life groups, right? So I was like, this is interesting, but I could see that this could be something really valuable. So I met with every single leader one-on-one to hear what their heart was, their vision, and just pay attention to what is God saying. And then I got all of them on the phone together. And I was like, share with each other what just happened here so we can all validate that God is moving. So as they share, just pay attention to that. But it's how God moves. If you look in the subtle aspects of things, that is always how God moves. Who wants to go next? Susie, go ahead.
I'm the new one, and I'm bookending Shelby because she ignites you at the end and I get you started on Mondays. So mine is new this year, and I always struggle on Mondays. And how it came about was one-on-one coaching with Juliana, and we were talking about how I could get Jesus into my life on a daily basis. And what that would look like and what I needed to do different. So I needed to make him first. I needed to invite him into my life every day, not just when I needed him. And I needed to surrender my life every moment, every step. And we were talking about me starting. I try to motivate people to move their body. You know, I do it this challenge between Thanksgiving and New Year's every year. And so Juliana was like, well, you could start doing that more. And, you know, running after God, doing small, you know, a challenge with small groups or stuff like that. And after I came back from Texas, God had kind of told me, because I was always wanted to write a book, but never have. And so I'm like, I'm going to write a book. And he's like, no, you're not. You're going to do a podcast. You're going to talk about Jesus every day. You're going to, you know, people that you meet. I got a shirt that said, life is scary, spooky without Jesus. And so that was started kind of, we started talking about that. And then one day I was like, oh, I want to do more in Courage Co. because, you know, Facebook and Instagram is really hard. You just feel like a number or something. So I wanted to do something more to draw people to Courage Co. and do something like that. She's like, what about a small group? And I'm like, I would have to move it. I would have to do that. And so that's how that came about. And what we want to do in Dailies with Jesus is invite him into our life every day. And I have kind of a lot of different ideas, bringing some book ideas, of course, Juliana, but not having to read every book that I, because I could give you 50 books. And it's just making him the main thing every day. Inviting him in to your relationships, conversations, planning out your day, exercising. And so that's my vision, God's vision, our vision for that, Dailies with Jesus. So I invite you on Monday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific time, and, bring whatever beverage of choice coffee, tea, water, but most important, bring your thirst for Jesus.
Amen. Do you have your coffee mug handy?
I do. Almost.
I was like, wait a minute. She's ready with a coffee mug. And you all can bring whatever coffee mugs you have too. I'm sure she'll make you show them.
I've already had my coffee because it's 10. So
there you go. Running on coffee and Jesus with Susie Q. I love it.
I had my t-shirt on yesterday. Nicole can attest to that. I'm wearing it. You too, Tony. When I'm going to places, I put it on. It's like my little Armor of God t-shirt.
I love it. I love it. I saw the
XO. I didn't say what the coffee cup said.
Oh, so Susie says running on coffee and Jesus. Connie shared one that says XOXO, I think.
Connie said what?
XOXO, hugs and kisses.
I just ordered one, and all I remember about it is the word Lord is in leopard. That's why I ordered it, but I haven't got it yet. I ordered it from that Christian book place. So I have a new cup to use.
Yay.
You'll have to bring it.
Yes. It's not quite as gigantic as my other cup, but I can just drink more cups, I guess.
And the other thing with it is Juliana has her daily fives. So we'll be, you know, incorporating, you know, I never knew, you know, meditation to me is, just whatever. But I'm actually reading about biblical meditation. So I want to bring that into just a lot different approach. So meditating, hey, Tony, I'm so excited. And
Karen's asking the name of the group. So it's called Dailies with Jesus on Mondays, Karen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I love it. Who is next? Go ahead, Nicole. And Jamie.
And by Jamie. Default. Yep. Hello, everyone. It's so good to see all of your faces. I think for Jamie and I, it's funny because we're very opposite. You know, I'm like the city girl and she's like, I'll walk around in the wilderness all day and love it. So, you know, we just really connected through the God's Vibes Mastermind, and it was sort of automatic. Like I sort of said, like, I'd like to work with Jamie, and Jamie was like, I'd like to work with Nicole, which I you know, like, okay, great. Cause there can't be a Shelby and a Nicole in the same group, right? Like, no. Cause like that would be the off the wall small group. So, Jamie and I really hit it off, and we would share like stories together. And then we started connecting like outside of Courage Co, like just via text message. And I felt like she was sort of like becoming a little sister to me. And I say little sister in the sense of like, she's just younger than me. So I look at her and I think of like my little brother. So I just feel like there have been some amazing things in our group this year. We took Juliana's devotional at the beginning and really tried to focus on the pray method with the acronym PRAY, with praise and requests and prayer. Praise and then repentance and asking and yielding. And I kept telling everybody I would fall asleep before I would end up getting to ask him for anything. So I was doing a lot of prayer and repenting. But it was great in the sense that a lot of us come in and go, I don't even know how to pray well. And so it was a real big help to us as humans, as well as the other humans in our group. And I feel like I still kind of like default to that when I don't know what to say to God. I'm like, okay, start with P. It's just like these little tools that we've now been able to, you know, kind of implement. And I'm sure Jamie has stuff she wants to say, but I'm really looking forward to our Armor of God study for 2024.
Yeah. Nicole pretty much said it all.
It's like, there's your invitation.
Yes. We're really looking forward to the upcoming, or what we're going to do this year. We're going to take the foundation we've been building and just really start working on actionable tools to step into the armor of God and what that looks like on a daily basis as we go through this next year. So it's really fun. And I will get Nicole outside at some point.
It's happening.
Well, there will be a net over my face for mosquitoes and bugs and like, it will happen because I
maybe we should put you on Fear Factor first.
No,
put you in a tub of bugs and then I'll take you outside.
Jamie, I have something to show Jamie besides my coffee cup.
Okay.
Please do.
Oh my god!
It's chicken.
Is it a turkey vulture?
It's a chicken.
No, it's a turkey vulture.
Oh, or a turkey vulture.
Don't get us started.
Giant on the chicken.
The chicken.
No, that's too funny. Oh, wow. So in our group this year, we're going to use the pieces of the armor of God and really study them and get, you know, kind of dig in a little deeper and really talk about what it's like to carry those things around with you in an actual physical way, so that, you know, it almost like reminds you like, oh, now when I go to pray, like I know I have this PRAY thing that I can fall back on if I can't think. So I think a lot of the best parts of Courage Co. are the, you know, community that it's built and the reminders that we give each other when we see each other. And that's partly, you know, it's that picking the five people that you want to surround yourself with and be like, and they have become like my five people, and they don't live anywhere near me, unfortunately. So we can't go out to lunch or dinner, but it's a really great community. And I just think that digging into that with people that you can trust and like really kind of reveal yourself to, it's funny that you're either a stranger or you're in the fold. And the funny part is you can share in both of those scenarios. And so it's really great that I can call on them as sisters to, you know, be there for me personally, bounce stuff off of in life, and just really be an actual community that doesn't actually live near each other.
I love the other thing too, like every detail is a big deal, like naming the groups, the images that everyone has for their groups. Do you two want to speak to your image and what that did for you and how that actually drove some of the mission of your group?
Yeah, I think Nicole, you found the image, right?
It actually was Juliana who originally shared it with me, because it came up in, because like I'm superhero mentality. So like it came up in our private coaching that like, I just need like a godly version of this superhero, that because I'm still always going to be this person, like I'm never not going to be Nicole, but how do I do that with God? And then she sent me this woman that I will find before our call ends, because I actually keep her very handy. And it was basically a warrior. And then Jamie and I agreed that the sort of kneeled down praying warrior was more appropriate for the group, because the other one looked really just like a superhero, which is not a bad thing. I plan to get a tattoo of this said superhero. But it's definitely something that is, it's always resonated with me, having three brothers, lots of Marvel comics around and superheroes. So the warrior thing was pretty big deal for us. Yeah. And when Jamie saw that one, I was like, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
So yeah.
The thing that I really appreciated about it is that she's in like a fully surrendered pose, but so strong and powerful.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're working to building into becoming as humans. So it's fun.
I love that because it's so countercultural, right? Like you think to be strong is to be really powerful in the physical, but actually no, like your power move is surrender and dependency on Christ, right? So the other beautiful thing about that is this constant reminder that you're not out here in the world super vulnerable. You're actually very powerful and covered by God. And that's a totally different way to live your life. So knowing that you can have conversation with God all the time and also that you're covered, right, affects how you show up in every affair of your life, really. So I think that this is a beautiful group that's evolving, as all of them are, right? So thank you for sharing that. And Crystal Hemima, your last but not least.
I'm just going to pop this up on the screen.
Here's the warrior lady.
So this is me if I were a superhero for Christ. If they were going to write an animated series about me, this would be Nicole.
I love that.
Nicole, you are a superhero for Christ.
I try. It's not feeling very superhero-y.
Yeah, I love
it. Well, hello, everyone. And my name is Hemima. That's my first name. Crystal is my middle name. So both of them are my names. Just want to clarify that because sometimes people call me Crystal. Sometimes people call me Hemima. But both are really who I am. That's me. But let's see, this year I was leading Biblical Breakthrough on Wednesday nights at 7:30. So kind of to start at the top, Biblical Breakthrough, that for me was super important. The image, if you go to the group, is basically a plant. It was a seed that is sprouting from the ground. And that's literally what Biblical Breakthrough is breaking through any hurts, habits, because in life we do go through valleys sometimes, and sometimes we set up tent in the valley when we're not supposed to. And that's really the heart of Biblical Breakthrough, is how do I keep moving when I have all these feelings? And that's really what it is. And the source of it all is God. And I love, love, love how God has moved in that group. It's just been so beautiful to see every single person in there grow. And it's a safe space where literally you show up as you, not pretending to be anything, because we're not there to judge you. We're literally, everybody's working on themselves, getting to know who God is, which makes it so much easier if you actually get to know who he is, building a relationship with him, and then from there moving forward, right? Versus sometimes we think that in my strength, I have to do this, I have to move forward, I have to carry this, I have to figure this out. And honestly, it just leaves you more overwhelmed, more discouraged. So it's really that, is getting to know God and moving with him.
I love it. Can you share a little bit about where you first learned that and what is driving the passion behind this? Obviously God, but how did God really instill that in you?
Oh gosh, that is a long story.
Spark notes version.
I'll do little snippets of it. So really this group was put on my heart 7 years ago when I went through Celebrate Recovery, and that's where I met Juliana. 7 years ago, I started working on myself, getting to know God. So it's been a journey. It's not like it was from one day to another, which can happen with God. He's God. He's sovereign. He could do whatever he wants. But on my personal journey, I've been on it for 7 years. And really, that's where he started working on my heart. Juliana was a divine connection. So many open doors. And then also in those 7 years, I've had my ups, I've had my downs. I went through one of my biggest downs where literally it broke me open. And that's the other reason why that image is what it is, because it was literally being broken, and then something beautiful sprouting from the inside of you. is really where biblical breakthrough came from, is how do I move forward and get out when I feel buried in life?
Amen. Okay, see? I feel like people need, like, just that. I feel like people need to hear that. And I know that is true for everyone that's shared so far, right? There's a much deeper why, a much deeper heart, a much deeper burden and calling and assignment that God has dropped into each of their hearts that is driving them to show up every day. And this is literally a ministry. This is a service. This is a servant leadership role and position. And they're driven here every day by God. It's so amazing. But the backstory is much bigger. So it's not just like, you know, a plant bursting through cement, because hello, it's kind of what we feel like every day. But the story's been much deeper. Like, it's really real when you feel like you are growing in the dark, you can't see your way forward, it doesn't feel like you're progressing at all, and you're supposed to keep showing up. How does one do that? Right? And when you don't have the right people around you, it's really easy to fall back into things that don't serve you, and to fall back into things that can sabotage you greatly. Right? So when you're in a group like this that brings life to you, that helps you break through biblically, then you're not stuck. And I think that's just a beautiful thing to keep in mind. So tell us a little bit more too about what you're also doing this year.
Yes. So we are still meeting for Biblical Breakthrough Wednesdays at 7:30. So it's going to be a lot this year. The vision of it is more practical. So how do you actually walk it out? So there will be homework each week, literally progressing with God and letting Him really transform us from the inside out. And then the second thing is tomorrow, actually Thursday, I'll be launching a Spanish small group, which I'm super excited about. Yes, I'm super excited about. And honestly, it's been things that have been leading one thing after another. And it's really just stepping out in faith, because sometimes one of the biggest things we ask ourselves is, how do I find my purpose? How do I know God's will for my life? And it's really just that, it's obeying, taking the first step, and then He unfolds so many beautiful things. And I say all that to say is that for this Spanish small group, that's also been like at the core of my heart, because that's my first language, right? So yes, that one is called, let me translate it for you in my head. So basically the hope of a new beginning. So having unshakable hope when there's so much uncertainty around us, how does one do that? Right. And I love that He is going to facilitate it. God is facilitating this small group, because it's really about growing, getting to know Him, just like biblical breakthrough. And I love that He is pushing my heart in Spanish, because I think the need there is big. Honestly, a big, big need in Spanish speakers. And really, how do they build their relationship with God?
So now we need to hear it in Spanish.
It's called La Esperanza de un Nuevo Amanecer. And it's going to be Thursdays at 7:30.
Love it. Love it. So there you have it, y'all. This is just a little sampling about each group. And we're happy to hang now and answer any questions that you have, or cover any gaps that maybe we didn't fill here. But feel free to ask any questions.
Now we have a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday group.
We do. We got you covered.
Yes.
I've got you covered.
So exciting.
That's amazing.
I love it. That's a fun thought.
I have a question, but it's kind of an overall question for Juliana. Like, so if you're drawn to all of these groups, what do you recommend as far as, you know, because obviously it's difficult to do it every day if, you know, you have life happening as yeah. well. But what would you recommend? I am actually recommending the Spanish group for my son, who is actually nearly fluent in Spanish. So I'm going to actually tell him about that one. Love. So you might meet my son that way. So
yeah. Yes.
Yes, that is so good.
Well, that's the way to really continue the language, is now that you can like kind of understand it and form sentences. And I just heard that and was like so blessed, because that's a godsend.
Amen. Here's my recommendation. One, so I've even encouraged all of the leaders to jump into each other's groups, because I think they miss out on so much in not seeing each other in action. So I recommend all the leaders to see each other in groups too. And I think as a participant, I would do an around the world first and foremost. Like I would actually like go into each group and participate one time. And then based on what your current season is or your schedule is, then I would decide what can you show up inconsistently so you can be fully seen, present, known, and validated. Because I think sometimes too, if we're a part of, let's say, a big church or a big congregation, it's so easy to be the loneliest person in the room while there's thousands of people around you all the time, because you never got rooted, you never developed relationship, you never contributed to a group, you never cultivated any sort of community or fellowship, and you're at a disservice because of that. Nobody knows you, nobody sees you, nobody can do life with you, right? And that doesn't help you. So I would really consider personally for you, where can you invest in this season? And then when you do have time available, actually show up into these other groups as well. So something that I even personally do, I have them all blocked on my calendar. Now with my calendar, it's like there's a lot of overlap because a lot of things are happening during those meetings, but I know when they are all the time, right? So if a window opens up, I can participate. Or, you know, I was even joking with Hemiba that I was like, oh, like I'll jump in and like bring my Spanish workbook and get better. Like I used to watch telenovelas all the time, right? And get really good at Spanish that way. So I'm like, I'll just be back in Spanish class for God. This is great. So I think for you, find what it is that really is something that you don't even question. You're like, oh, I need to be in that group. For sure. This is an answered prayer. This is what God said I need to be doing in my life right now. And this is the one I'm going to be in consistently. And then when I have availability, I'll jump into these groups as well. So that would be my take on how to approach it. What else?
I'm just excited there's one for Monday now. Because every Monday I'm like, nope, there's nothing today.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, running on coffee
and early.
Susie Q is definitely the name of that group, that it should be the name of that group. Just saying.
We've talked about that, but I didn't want to scare anybody away and think that they had to run. Because remember in God's Vibes Mastermind, at first I'd put you guys on my treadmill and I'd be
running. We were running with Susie the whole time.
I think if we said running with coffee and Jesus, I might think you were running a marathon, but I think it's a cool like tribute to your running healthy history. I really think it's fitting for you. So whoever said that in the beginning was genius.
I'm talking about a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Well, that, yeah.
You said me something and I was telling Juliana, I says, Shelby doesn't know this yet, but that's going to be my podcast.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Let Susie Q tell you about her Jesus. I know it.
Just wait. It's loading.
Love that.
Love it.
So good.
I love that song.
Oh, Shelby, I got to find yours. So I just good. Randomly popped up, but yeah.
What other
I have something to share. I have one thing I've noticed, especially, and I need to get better at, you know, jumping in everyone else's small groups. But one thing I've noticed is on the days when I'm lacking the fire, the group brings it to me. Mm-hmm. That's how the community shows up. Mm-hmm. Our group, especially, and I mean, I'm sure all the other ones are similar, but there have been times where I came with my fire extinguished because the enemy attacked for some reason. And, you know, I am humans, but these women are phenomenal at, okay, guys, we're down, but we're not staying that way. Let's find a scripture that's going to lift us back up. Let's find something that's going to drive us, reignite that fire. And then we'll spark it together. So I think it's something to be said about, like Juliana said, getting plugged in, investing. You get what you put in. You get out what you put in. And so Don't just be a fly on the wall. Don't just sit in and listen. Contribute. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear what you're going through. We want to know how we can be praying alongside with you. We want to know how we can spark that fire for you. And that's, I say fire just because that's what mine is, but I know all the small group leaders feel the same way. We all have a passion for igniting everyone's heart for Jesus, like we have been able to experience in this community. So participate, you get in what you get out, whatever that saying is. But definitely test the waters on all of them. See which one you feel called to.
I love that you're saying this, Shelby, too, because I know that in the beginning when we first started talking about, right, it's fanning the flame within. And you don't just do that by yourself. When you get around people, too, they fan your flame when your light does go out. Okay, so I think it's a really beautiful thing. And I think sometimes, too, I've been in this place for sure where you're waiting for community to find you. God, send the human, send the divine connections. Like, where are they at? Like, I'm just going to, like, wait around for it. And he usually sends you to it, or he tells you to build it, right? Or contribute to it and show honor to it. So for example, even in leadership, before God often gives us a position, we go support somebody and then he opens the door for us to actually lead. So I would just encourage you, if it's on your heart to have community in your life, what are you actively doing to build it, right? How can you actually actively contribute to community and seek it out in your life? Because that's a really beautiful way. We sow first. Always. You sow where you want to go. You sow for what you want to have. So if you want to have community, you sow of like kind. So you sow friendship, you sow presence, you sow encouragement, you sow communication, right? You sow community and you reap community. Okay. You sow what it is that you want to receive, but you always do it first. You don't wait on it to locate you, because that's just how powerful you are and how God's system works. It's a great point. What else? Questions? No?
I don't have a question, but I actually did exactly what I think you, Juliana, somebody else suggested, where I just started, I came in new into the community and I was just like, okay, let me check out this girl, Juliana, you know, and then from there, I just was like, okay, let me check out, like, once I started really getting, like, a hang of, like, the app, I was just like, oh. And then I started jumping into every one of the groups just to see. And now it's hard to decide which one because they're all amazing women. But, yeah, it's awesome how they all have their own uniqueness. Yeah. Definitely sometimes it's based on, like, my schedule. Too, but it's like you said, it's like, you know, you seek and it's like, oh wow, like, you know, it's really cool how you get a little bit of like, you know, something that you weren't even think you were looking for or needing. And I come from, before moving to Chicago, I did go to like this mega church, non-denominational. And I went there for a few years, and because it was so big, that's actually how I got to really get into community and make so many like amazing friends. But it was through those small groups that typically were no more than like 12 were like almost like the max.
Yes.
But it's amazing how you grew together and did life together, depending on that season, and if the group changed to a different group, but even through those groups, the people that they knew from the church, then you got to know that, you know, other like their group of friends, and then from that, you know, so that's how my community grew like so big too, just the group of friends. But especially in your season when you like that small group, that was amazing. And actually one of my really close friends has it, you know, developed this group online that is just all these groups of leaders, you know, and some of them have their business, some of them are attorneys. I think a couple of them are attorneys. So like to like different things that they do, but they're, you know, in their career. And she recently actually asked, like, okay, I'm gonna need a co-leader. And I'm like, oh man, January is like a tough one, like, especially when I was considering other things. And she, so I think she just recently found someone, but it's really amazing because some of those different leaders, the same way, have never been to church, don't really know about, like, much about biblical, but they just wanted to have a community where it's like, okay, well, let me find out what this Jesus is all about type of thing. Yeah. So yeah, so it's the same thing. Like right now I'm like, okay, I need to really like test them all out and see where is the best one. But yeah, I love all these women. Everybody has their own uniqueness and everything they bring. So I love, like, just whenever I can jump into the ones that the ones that I can more regularly. And so, yeah, so I'm still very new at testing them all, but thank you for all you guys bring.
Amen. Such beautiful points, right? I think too, I love to highlight that none of it is random. Like, you can truly see God's hand in it. Like, he knows exactly who you need to hear from. He knows exactly what you need to hear and when you need to hear it. And he knows exactly how to serve it to you. Right? So if you see it like that, then you're overwhelmed with gratitude for being led, for stepping out, for trusting, for watching how perfectly God divinely orchestrates things. And you're just so overwhelmed by his goodness if you give yourself that opportunity, right? None of it is random. And when you choose to see that, you're just like, wow, God, wow. So I would just invite you too, if anybody hasn't really stepped out like that, to think about it that way. Like, God knows exactly what you need. And he knows how to maximize your time if you invest it. You know, he knows exactly who can run with you in the season that you're in and who can be trusted to run with you and really serve you well. So that's a really big deal.
I just love all the groups. And yeah. I just got a bunch of new notebooks and stuff because with moving and everything, and even before that, I have like a billion notebooks and I've got notes from each thing and all these different ones. So the other day I went and got like 3 subject notebooks so I could have one for each thing I have so I can keep better track of it, and working is going to be less. So it'll be easier to be in the present.
Love it.
So thank you, ladies, all you ladies.
Yeah. Go ahead.
One thing, like when Juliana and I first talked about this, I was thinking, how am I going to get this going? Where am I going to find the time? And just trusting God, if this is what you want me to do, you're going to find the time for me. And he literally took things off my plate for me to be able to start Mondays. Because it was like, should I do a Wednesday or a Thursday? You know, I was just, Mondays weren't working. And then literally things fell off my plate where Monday it was. So just a lot of trust.
Tons of trust.
And surrendering. I had a little bit of a come to Jesus meeting the other day about not adding back to my plate when he just took everything off.
Yes. That's a whole word. Don't go back to what God delivered you from, and don't put back on your plate what he took off of your plate.
Yeah.
Don't do those things this year.
Yep. It's the trusting that learning his voice instead of my voice, and you know, learning how to discern that.
Amen. Amen. I love. Any other
questions? Mama, I just wanted to say to Mama, I think it's awesome that you're doing the Spanish one. Actually, Spanish is my first language too, and when I first started, like reading and like, you know, knowing about God, it was in the Spanish Bible. Like I was reading, you know, everything was in Spanish. So it's really cool that you're stepping into that community because it's definitely much needed.
Yes. Thank you so much. And I mean, that's, like I said, my first language. All my aunts, my grandma spoke nothing but Spanish. You know what I mean? So that's really, I'm excited. I'm really excited to see how God moves. And yeah, just being able to put my little seed forward for other people. So thank you for that, Connie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only language I speak to my dad, in Spanish too. So. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? You guys excited? I'm excited.
I feel like this is the group that I've been doing life with as of most recently, like exactly this group here.
Amen. Well, something beautiful too. It's so fun. Even like screenshotting what's happening in here. If you never have done something like this before, you can literally write down 5 to 10 people that you admire, and then you write down all of the traits that they embody that you admire about them. And those are just invitations to be more of those things in your life. Because you have that too. You can just really lean into it more. So it's really interesting when you see who's in your life, you're like, huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Yeah. I'm like, I got a warrior.
Yep.
I got all these. I'm like, okay.
Right. It's profound, I mean, actually. Like, yeah. How do you go from like even being like, let's say, a lone ranger hypothetically, to having like a whole crew of all these qualities? Like, what happened here? God. That's the real level up. Like, that's the beauty. Like this, sometimes we think the level up is all of our massive action, but often it's this.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Totally.
I love it. So fun. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. We're going to honor time here today, but it's so beautiful to give yourself the gift of community. All of these leaders were divinely picked for such a time as this, and you're definitely meant to have community. So whether you're with us right here today or if you listen to the replay of this, these are safe and sacred spaces. We don't keep the recordings public just in case anybody else joins that group that wasn't vetted yet. So we're very careful to make sure that you are safe and protected in these groups and continue to come back and enjoy that and have that every time. So you can come, you can be seen, you can be heard, you can be validated, you can do life with people, and they can become truly your spiritual running buddies. So you can give yourself that gift this year.
Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind, where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop a aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.